And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's my privilege to be with you. If this is your first time listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Radio Show, Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate educational and mentoring group. We were founded 35 years ago by a man named Dell Walmsley out of Houston, Texas. And Dell's sole mission in life is to retire one person at a time utilizing cash flowing real estate. And he has taught thousands just how to do that. We buy your life back one piece at a time, one small cash flowing rental property at a time, $300 there, $400 there, and we stack those over and over. And over the years, we've had over 50,000 members in all 50 states. A lot of members don't even live in the United States. I've met people from Canada, Australia, the Caribbean that are also real estate investors. And we teach that financial freedom is a financial condition. It's not an age. We're predisposed to think that, oh, well, you retire at 65. Well, no, you retire when your passive income exceeds your financial requirements. That's when you retire. You can keep working if you want, but really you're financially free at that time. And we're really good at what we do. We've had many of our members that have won independent rental owner, apartment owner of the year from the National Apartment Association. We've won a lot of state and local awards along the way. So we must be doing something right. Now, who am I? I'm a real estate investor, both single family properties is where I started, and apartment communities primarily. Right now, I'm an investor in apartment communities in five different states. I've been investing for 14 years now. I was lucky enough, really humble enough. I knew about Lifestyles Unlimited, but finally, I was kind of floundering on my own. I was still making money as a real estate investor, but I really didn't understand everything. And so humble enough to walk into a Lifestyles Unlimited office and join and really get educated on just proper, effective real estate ownership. It changed my life. Today, I have a seven-figure real estate portfolio, and I'm further along than I ever imagined at my age. Just a couple of years ago, in 1 year alone, I made more money in real estate profits than I had accumulated in my retirement savings, my 401ks, my IRAs, in 25 years. I beat that in 1 year. Let that sink in for a minute. And I'm not here to brag. I'm just saying, I just want to share with you how powerful, effective real estate investing can be. And I didn't start with much, honestly, very slowly and humbly. A lot of people I know, a lot of my friends that I've met throughout the years, I would say they're much better real estate investors than I am. I'm just an ordinary guy. I still have a long way to go and a lot to learn. But what made the difference? What really made the difference? It was letting go of pain and anxiety, having faith in a plan, and bottom line, taking action, which is just what a lot of people won't do. I took a different direction. I made a conscious decision to course correct, and we'll borrow a military term there, embrace the pain of change, right? Change is painful, in order to begin an entire different investment path to retirement, passive income, and financial freedom. My mission was future gain. The bottom line, I accepted there would be pain in the new path in my life, but my desire for a brighter future was stronger than the fear and stronger than the anxiety of the pain. That's what I want to get into today. Human nature is fascinating. We have built-in programming in us, in our brains, in our DNA, whatever you want to call it, just in us, that has accrued over thousands of years of evolution. If you think about it, just 500, 600, 700 years ago, we were pretty rudimentary as a society, and really only in the last 100, 200 years have we come into a modern world, and the world we live in today is changing rapidly. I mean, very rapidly. It's difficult to even pick out patterns, but historically over, you know, the millennia, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, what helped humans survive really was patterns, the ability to pick up patterns, right? Follow me here. Weather patterns, right? About every so often, it gets cold during the year. Every so often, this is a warmer season, right? They learned weather patterns. They learned what dark skies meant. They understood animal signs, right? You walk out of the hut or the cave and you see fresh tiger tracks. Well, the ones that didn't pick up on that pattern paid for it. And the ones that learned from that pattern survived, on and on and on. So hundreds of thousands, millennia, years have left us with internal programming. Some of that internal programming obviously helped us survive, but we're in a modern society now. So how do we deal with our inner patterns, I guess, is kind of where I want to go in a modern society. And how does that help or hinder us as investors, right? This is an investment show, but you know, inside us, there's fight or flight, right? That's ancient. There's fear, right? Just fear of the unknown. And there's also a compulsion, and it's just built in us. It is what it is. It's normal behavior, but there's a compulsion and drive to do and mimic what others are doing, right? No one wants to be standing alone or taking a different direction. So I'll make two statements before we get out of this segment. And we'll see if we can't craft a show around those two statements. But my first one is, people will run from pain, but crawl to gain. And that is if you can even get them to move at all, right? What gets in the way of a great life is a good life. What gets in the way of a good life is an okay life. And the second statement I want to make is anxiety, right? Anxiety is powerful. You have just people holding on to pain or holding on to loss, but not really relishing the gains in life, right? Or the anxiety, whether irrational or rational, just holds people back from doing a lot of things and being effective. But that applies to any sort of monetary activity, spending, consumerism, right? How much emotion is based on purchasing these days? Budgeting, okay, there's pain in budgeting. You got to sit down with your spouse and you got to go, hey, Chuck, you are blowing our budget. The credit cards are maxed out. I need you to stop, right? There's pain, you know, that other half of the relationship may decide to get on board and may decide to, you know what, I'm going to get mine and it's about me, right? That's all emotional. Saving is emotional. A lot of saving has to deal with, well, what am I missing out on, right? I can put the money in this boring account or I can go buy, you know, that new tricked out truck I've been wanting my whole life. Investing, same thing. I did a show a few months back about, and it's a three-part series. You may want to go dig it up on the website, but literally just why people will never, never invest in real estate. And you should go check it out if you missed it. But many of the reasons, and they're real, they exist. I may not agree with it because it's irrational, but many of the reasons are all mental, emotional, irrational. And it reminds me of some of the best advice I ever got as a real estate investor. It came from my GC, of all people. Now, this wasn't when I first started on my own. I was buying really nice solid wood floor, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, crown molding, rather new houses as a real estate investor because I thought you got to have just a super nice place. And sure, you can rent those properties, but there's a better way to do it. And joining Lifestyles Unlimited, I learned, no, you go buy the beater and you fix it up. And yes, you make it clean and functional and you fix everything. That's our motto. We're not slumlords. But this is my first Lifestyles Unlimited property, and thank God for my GC, just a great guy. I went on to use him, you know, many, many, many times after that. But I was talking to him, and yeah, we can do this in here, and we can do this, and we can do this, and we can do this, and we can add this. And he just looked me square in the eye, and he goes, Mike, it's not your home. It's your investment. And what he was telling me was to slow my roll. Hey, pull back. we're going to make this a really great property. And it came out wonderful. It was a fantastic rent house. I owned it for a number of years. But we're not going to go over the top, okay? A good analogy is, hey, our customer just needs a functional vehicle to get to work. They don't need a Cadillac or a Corvette or, you know, the luxury edition. They need clean and functional. They need something that works. New flooring, sure, new appliances, all that. They need a place to lay their head at night, a place to raise their family. But we're not in the luxury market. And so he said, yeah, hey, it's not your home. It's your investment. And that was some very, very wise advice. But I was making emotional decisions. I share that advice to anyone that'll listen to me that is real estate investing. But really, measure an investment on performance and metrics, not how you feel. And that's hard to do. I mean, how many people enter into a quote-unquote investment, okay? And we have our own definition as real estate investors what an investment is. I don't want to go into that, but let's go into what people think investments are, okay? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever. But people will buy those and they'll go, well, why'd you buy that stuff? Oh, I like the company, okay? Well, historically, it's been a blue chip forever. So they'll invest in it. Or they have a cool product, right? Oh, I love their product. It's cool, man. I'm gonna buy some shares in that company. Or even worse, they're investing in mutual funds or companies that are following some sort of predetermined societal approval strategy, DEI, climate, all of that. And that's fine if you want to do that. It's your money. But none of those ideals help a company's bottom line. None of it helps their profit. Often they hinder profit, right? Again, this is a what? Fill in the blank. This is an investment. This isn't to make us feel good. I don't go buy a distressed property in a neighborhood because I'm some sort of community savior. Okay, that's nice. I'd love to be a community savior. That'd be, you know, if I had godlike, abilities, but I don't. I'm there because I've done the analysis on the property and the math says, hey, Mike, tap, tap on the shoulder. This would make a good rental property. This would make a good investment. You're making a great return. This property is worthy of your time, your energy, and your money. But I'm not trying to save the world. I'm just one house at a time. Do I feel good when I provide, when I take just the eyesore in the neighborhood, I buy it and I turn it into a great property? Yeah, I've had neighbors come out and practically give me a hug for doing what I do. And yes, that's just an added bonus on top, right? That's icing on the cake. But I didn't do it for that. I did it to make a return.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Talking about human psyche, just these programs that have been built into us over a millennia, right, through evolution. And here we are, and we wake up, and we're in this really fast-paced, modern society. Lot going on, and every 18 months it just gets even faster. And how does this human psyche that's built into us hinder us in many ways from really being very successful in what we do, specifically real estate investing? My two statements are the first one, people will run from pain, right? Just literally, oh, if there's a potential for pain, I'm out of here. But they'll crawl to gain, like, hey, you could double your money or even triple your money if you do this. And they're like, you're almost dragging people in, even when you show them the math and it to you, it's clear as day, but to them, it's not. And a lot of people, you can't even get to move at all, right? What gets in the way of a great life, a good life? People don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And the second statement is anxiety, right? An emotion, right? I'm anxious, will crush hope every time. Anxiety will crush it every time. How many people out there have tried real estate investing once upon in their life, you know, whether by the accidental landlord or they get transferred or they have a divorce and they don't want to sell the house and they decide, hey, we'll rent it. You know, that's always, hey, I got an idea. and I've met a lot of those folks. And or, you know, someone they know has had a bad experience. That's even more likely, right? You know, hey, if you store straw in your barn and you have candles in there, it's going to burn down. So don't do that. Hey, my brother's cousin's uncle's neighbor's dog sitter, his mom rented a house to some crackheads and prostitutes. And guess what? They destroyed the house and never paid rent. But, you know, things like that. And yeah, I'm over exaggerating, but man, just the innate fear of real estate investing because someone knows someone who knows someone who knows someone had a bad experience. But it keeps people from being real estate investors. Even if let's say you have a legitimate example and someone has facts, right? My dad did this. And then you could point out, well, you did this wrong. You did this wrong. You didn't screen your resident. Just all the red flags that were taught. You know, Lifestyle's Unlimited, the education program's tremendous, and it teaches you, you know, several dozen red flags. Do this, don't do this, because this is what will happen. And so if you know that going in, right, with the roadmap, it's not going to happen. But these people that have this innate fear of real estate investing are the same people that will invest in the stock market. And every one of them, and they know people and they've experienced, has lost money in the stock market. Show me someone who hasn't lost money in the stock market. Everyone loses. There's always a loser out there. And yet, even after a loss, even after a correction, even after a massive downturn, they will still go back to stock market investing. And I guess my point is, why is it acceptable to lose money in the stock market yet keep investing in the stock market, right? They heard of someone who lost money in real estate, so they're never going to do that. But they personally lost money in the stock market, and they keep investing in stock market. I'll tell you why it is. It's herd mentality. It's safety in numbers. It's a natural defense mechanism. These things that are built into us, human nature, right? It's that innate in the back of, you know, your mind, deep down in that dark chasm. People remember that humans were not always the top of the food chain, right? Sometimes we were the food. And those memories, if you want to call them that, they're carved in our DNA. But people would rather still invest in IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds than real estate, because of the fear of loss, the anxiety of the unknown, right? They're uneducated, so they just won't do it. Nope. Hey, I know you made 300% on this investment and 150% on this investment and your cash flow and 10% on this investment, but I'm not going to do it because the anxiety, the fear of potential loss. Fear and anxiety. I'll tell you, when you become a real estate investor, fear and anxiety are only there the first time, if you're doing it right. They're only there the first time. When I finished that first house, I thought to myself, wow, this really is no big deal. And then just kept plugging, boom, boom, went on and bought 11 more. So people will run from pain and they'll crawl to gain, but most likely they won't even crawl to gain. They'll just sit there, right? Everything's okay, paying the bills, everything's fine. That's just human nature. Let's talk about negative loss of a given size. I'll use some examples. When I first started investing in real estate before Lifestyles Unlimited, I bought that home in a self-directed IRA, Self-directed IRA. I didn't know any better. And that's where my money was, right? Because I was doing what conventional wisdom world tells me to do. You put your money into, you know, mutual funds and stocks. And so I had to buy that first home within a self-directed IRA. My wife could care less. Why? Because mentally it was not a loss. Okay. So let's say you have $200,000 in your IRA, you convert it to a self-directed IRA worth $200,000, and then you go buy a house with that money worth $200,000. To my wife, it was still $200,000. It wasn't a loss, right? The value of the account, whether, you know, it had transformed, it wasn't invested in dollars or funds or what have you. It was invested in brick and mortar. But to her, the value of the fund was the same. Now, let's compare that to when you take your IRA and you go, you know what? I'm going to cash it out, right? Or when you borrow money from the 401k, right? When I started cashing out IRAs and 401ks and was using that money to buy real estate, that was a serious discussion in this household, right? It was the fear of loss. It was the anxiety. I understood it. And as a married person for over 30 years, we're going on 30 years, I'm not just going to make willy-nilly decisions like that without a discussion. I think it's the right thing to do. But people naturally see pulling money out of an IRA or a 401k to invest in real estate as an immediate loss, right? I don't have that statement that shows me those hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, yeah, but you have the property value of the three houses that you purchase and they're worth X, Y, and Z. Isn't that the same? People just don't see it that way, right? I see it that way because I've been doing this for 14 years, but people at first, it's some of the biggest, it's probably one of the biggest subjects of the emails that I get from people that are considering investing in real estate is just that fear of grabbing those dollars or those mutual funds in the IRAs or the 401ks, cashing them out, turning them into cash, and then taking that cash and investing that into real estate. It just stops people in their tracks. We'll double our money every 3 to 4 years in real estate, yet the fear of a loss or mentally seeing that your 401k statement because you pulled money out, let's say you pulled $100,000, is $100,000 less, right? That will stop people in their tracks. And it holds a lot of people back. And then you get into even while someone is investing in real estate, some of these emotions or just pre-programming will come into somebody. And a lot of it is holding on to, you know, running from a negative loss, right? Taking money out of the bank to rehab a property. For instance, some people, the first time they do it, it's that loss of the money. And like, no, it's changing forms, my friend. In fact, it's going to be worth even more when you're done. You're going to get an equity capture. And it's hard for people to see that because to them it's imaginary. But to those of us that do this properly and run real estate like a business, is like, no, this is a line item on your statement, right? Your net worth statement. It's the value of this home. So there's people out there, and typically not Lifestyles Unlimited members, because we teach against this: best product, best price, managed by the best people. So, but there are people out there that will nickel and dime the rehab on rental properties. And I would warn people not to do that. Do what you need to do and get that property rented. A lot of times someone will shop a repair that needs to be done or an upgrade that needs to be done for 4 or 5 days and then finally pick somebody. And the opportunity lost there was an extra week that you could have had that property rented, right? Get out of that hard money loan. That's money that you're paying. Just get the job done, okay? Know what you're doing ahead of time. Have the right people picked out ahead of time. Have a plan ahead of time. But get the job done, get the property rented, and move on to the next. And there's times when you get into a rehab of a property, you'll buy a rental home and you'll say, yeah, this is going to take about $35,000 according to my analysis. I need this, 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 and this, right? Invariably, it happens. your GC or your contractor, whoever gets into this property, and there's some unexpected expense that occurs. And a lot of newer real estate investors will become paralyzed, or, and this is even worse, they're too thin in the deal to begin with, right? Always hold 10 grand back. I mean, you shouldn't be spending exactly everything you have to invest in real estate on your down payment, right? When to get into it, you got to have, even in real estate, you got to have that little fund just for the what ifs, you know, termites, an electrical issue. Hey, we were changing out the dishwasher and we noticed there's a leak underneath that wasn't there when we did the analysis, or a roof leak you were unaware of. Maybe you thought the AC was okay and now you have to replace it. Something like this. It happens. But, you know, people, boom, immediately they're harping on the loss and not on the gain. Hey, it's going to take you an extra $5,000. You thought rehab was 35, it's going to be 40. You're still making a $30,000 equity capture at the end of the day, not a $35,000 equity capture. Why are we spending 30 minutes, you know, even 30 minutes on it? Fix it and get it done. But people will spend 3, 4, 5 days, or they're just stopped, frozen. Like, look, if it needs to be, your mission is to get this property rehabbed, clean, functional, and rented, okay? And these are real conversations, but, you know, people will harp on it, right? Don't get mad, right? Mad is really, it's emotional, right? When you lose your cool, you're losing control. You're losing leadership. So, yeah, people will run from pain but crawl to gain. And again, if you can even get them to move, and anxiety will crush hope every time. I spent a couple of days with a friend of mine a few weeks back, and he had lived internationally and then in New York City for a few years. And he was sharing this story. You talk about pain, right? Pain of change. He had some debt issues, right? Been international and then New York, and he and his wife had just started on the Dave Ramsey plan. Okay, right? You need to get out of debt. Dave's great at it, right? Lifestyles Unlimited comes in for the second half of your education for your master's plan. But you're in debt, right? You can't invest, you know, personal debt is bad, investment debt good. But, you know, I told him, I said, man, I think that's a good idea. You can't move forward or grow wealth until you get the debt under control. But then he shared with me, he and his wife are struggling. His wife was not happy with the Dave Ramsey plan. And his debt was primarily credit card. Okay. The worst kind. I mean, credit card, maybe college debt, but they're both just horrific. They're cancers on society. And it's going to take them 2 years. He said they could pay off their credit card debt in 2 years. But his wife just wants to keep doing what they're doing. 2 years is not acceptable for her. I'm thinking in my head, I've had hangovers that have lasted longer than 2 years. Not really. But 2 years is nothing to get out of debt, right? If we're going to have 2 years of sacrifice, and then from then on, we're going to start building a wealth plan and creating passive income. I'll do it every single time. But what was going on? His wife was running from the pain instead of realizing, right? Crawling to the gain. Here it is, right here, Jordan Peterson's own words. She's running from the pain instead of realizing in 2 short years, debt-free. You're going to sleep better at night when you're debt-free? I know I would. Now, except for the house, and then you could develop a wealth plan. And these, you know, my friend's a little younger than I am. I mean, they got plenty of time. But his wife could not accept the pain of stopping the random spending. And to compound that, my friend doesn't want the pain of laying down the law and saying, I love you, but we're not going to do this anymore. He's not that kind of guy. And so together, there's just this fear of loss, right? She has the loss of instant gratification, and he has the loss of a spouse that's upset and angry. They'd rather live in that instantaneous gratification, you know, go into debt, go out for dinners and drinks at restaurants, buy new clothes, spend money on entertainment, the vacations, the new stuff, rather they just want to keep doing that and just keep going the debt, and we'll just bury our head in the sand rather than embrace two short years of pain. They're crippled by fear of missing out. It's real. It's powerful. I get it. Social media doesn't make it any better, but you got to be an adult, right? You got to be adult. And I think these are pre-programmed in us. It's so prevalent in society. It's got to be. Do I like restaurants and buying new clothes and entertainment and vacations and new stuff? You bet I am. But I'm not going into debt for it. My wife and I grew out of that mentality a long time ago. I'd rather have, it's not even painful anymore. It's kind of exciting. Hey, we're going to do this, this, and this to set aside so that we'll accumulate within 3 months, we'll be able to invest in another real estate property. That's exciting for us. And you may be saying, you maybe go, Harrison, that's easy for you. You have a seven-figure real estate portfolio. Wrong. I do have that portfolio, but we had to sacrifice to get there. And I'll tell you, I'm far away from where I want to be. I have not met my personal goals. We still live on a budget. We still accrue funds. I don't call it saving. We're accruing in, you know, the war chest, whatever you want to call it, the John Pry dry powder equation, right? Keep your powder dry. Don't eat your seed corn, that kind of thing. So we still, you know, live that style. We're saving, really accruing for the next deal. And we accrue in this household. When we have enough to invest, boom, we go invest. I still have three kids. I still have college expenses for one of my children, cash flow the other two. I still have home upgrades I want to make. I still drive an 8-year-old truck. It's a very nice truck. I have neighbors that get new cars every 3 to 4 years. Very nice cars. You know the brand, right? The German brands. I do my own yard work. Actually, I enjoy my own yard work. My yard looks good. I take care of it. But, you know, I could pay somebody whatever bucks a month every week. I wouldn't be happy about it. Some people may call that painful. I'm running to the game, my friends. If saving 50 bucks a week on my yard and I personally get to do it and make it look good and feel good about it, that's not, for me, that's not sacrifice. But it's $50 I'm not spending every week that I can, boom, that goes in the fund and we're going to put it toward the next deal. I mean, think about it. Why are Black Friday sale events, right? All you hear is this Black Friday. Why are they so successful? You know, wherever it is, you know, you see the videos on TV. It's all about fear of missing out. And it's this herd mentality, this human thing. You know, I got to do this because everybody else is doing it. I got to get the latest gadget because everybody else is doing it. But real estate investing scares people, and it shouldn't. Step aside from the emotion, develop a plan, get educated, and change your life. And along the way, always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.